chance of enduring all of this? Maybe it's hard to overstate the incompetence that these institutions can engage in. We've all seen that. But also we don't want to explain away malevolence with incompetence either. So we're going to try to catch up with Miranda on all that. And then also we have Heather McDonald joining. I think you read this piece too, Clay. Fascinating how wokeness and diversity has now infiltrated and gone all the way to the top of the medical school and medical system apparatus, whereby they're changing all of the standards, they're changing the metrics, so that, are you going to have the best heart surgeon? Maybe not. But you'll have a lot of diversity in the heart surgeons. That's really important.
I'll give you a story, too, that's going on here in my backyard. We got a story up about it right now at Outkick. 155-year-old all-girls school, Harpeth Hall, sent out an email letting people know that they've never had a boy, but if you are a boy and you identify as a girl, you can now apply to attend an all-girls school in Nashville. This is coming for your kids' schools. This is crazy. We are Voices for Sanity in an Insane World. We'll talk to you tomorrow about all this and more.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
I fear we're facing a very turbulent time ahead in the financial markets. The stock market, commodity markets, even the housing market is going to be affected in real ways. It's a scary time. So what do? We create a new plan, a plan to shield ourselves as best as possible. My plan is to buy more gold and silver. Both have been proven over time to hold their value when markets become turbulent. I rely on the Oxford Gold Group for gold purchases. They're the industry leader for so many reasons, starting with their advice and the best pricing guarantees. I find value in purchasing real gold. Gold is good. Gold is solid. And gold is the key to making sure your investments are on solid footing. Call them yourselves to diversify your portfolio. Call the Oxford Gold Group today to request your free precious metals investment guide toll free at 833-404-GOLD. Again, that number is 833-404-GOLD, the Oxford Gold Group.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, founder and owner of Blindster.com. At Blindster.com, we sell custom blinds and shades at affordable prices and provide the best customer service humanly possible. Since 2010, we've sold hundreds of thousands of blinds to satisfied customers across the country. Just check out our more than 10,000 customer reviews online. Blindster.com has easy-to-follow measuring and installation instructions on our website, as well as friendly and knowledgeable representatives available to help. And we take the fear out of ordering custom window coverings by offering free samples and a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee. In addition, we offer a fitter-free guarantee, meaning your blinds will fit or we will remake them in a different size, even if you make a mistake in measuring, for free. Please give us a chance to earn your business. Visit us now at Blindster.com.
And for Clay and Buck listeners, use the promo code Clay and Buck and save 45%. Just visit us at Blindster.com. That's Blindster.com.
Reckless, wasteful Washington spending is driving up prices for Nevadans. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief funds to be wasted on frivolous projects not in Nevada. A Florida resort, a New Jersey soccer stadium, an Iowa ski area. There's even more silly inflationary spending. Senator Cortez Masto voted to allow a college in Connecticut to hire a poet in residence and funding for 18th century French operas in Washington, D.C. Now, Senator Cortez Masto supports a liberal plan to spend billions more, crushing us with even higher inflation. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to stop voting for all this outrageous spending. Oppose the Senate Liberals' wasteful reconciliation package. Nevada families just can't afford more inflation and higher costs. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Falling gas prices in July gave Americans a slight break from surging inflation.
Consumer prices jumped 8.5% last month compared with a year earlier, according to a new report from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's down from 9.1% in June, but essentially unchanged month to month. Inflation slowed in July, but still remains near a 40-year high. Gas, airfares, hotel rooms, and used car prices fell, while core prices that exclude food and energy rose 0.3%. Rent, medical care, and furniture are more expensive, and the cost of groceries continues to surge. Today's report raised hopes that a modest slowdown in inflation might enable the Federal Reserve to raise short-term interest rates by less than had been anticipated when it meets in late September. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, former President Trump isn't the only Republican targeted by the feds in recent days.
The FBI confiscated the cell phone of a vacationing GOP lawmaker. Pennsylvania Congressman Scott Perry says he was at the airport with his family when several agents armed with a warrant took the phone. Perry says they made no attempt to contact his lawyer, who Perry says would have made arrangements for them to get the phone. Rich Thomason reporting.
A team of firefighters from Delaware headed to California to help battle the McKinney Fire. A team of 20 wildland firefighters departed Smyrna's Blackbird Forest Base Camp on Tuesday. The 21-day deployment will include about 14 working days. The rest will be spent driving. CAL FIRE says the McKinney Fire, which broke out July 29th, has consumed about 60,000 acres. Wall Street sharply ahead after the report showing inflation cooled more than expected last month. The Dow up 417 points. The NASDAQ ahead 305. More at townhall.com.
You're considering protecting your retirement with gold or silver? Listen up. Mark Davis here. One company I trust for this, Advantage Gold, the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. They've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because they really educate their clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. Talk to one of their experts. They can send you a free gold kit along with a free copy of the Wall Street Journal national bestseller, The Great Devaluation. Number again, 800-900-8000. Don't wait any longer. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value, all from Advantage Gold. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call Advantage Gold today. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Kim Dallas. Vice President Kamala Harris is in town today. She will address the 2022 Constitutional Convention of the United Steelworkers at the MGM Grand. She's also expected to meet with members of the Culinary Workers Union, Local 226. Later, she'll speak with state lawmakers regarding abortion rights in wake of the Supreme Court's June decision to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade case. In Nevada, abortion rights are protected by state law, which was affirmed by the voters in 1990 and cannot be changed except by a vote of the people. Harris was last in Nevada in June when she spoke to the U.S. Conference of Mayors annual meeting in Reno. Former NFL running back Marshawn Lynch has been arrested in Las Vegas on suspicion of DUI. Police report they arrested Lynch during a traffic stop in central Las Vegas. He was cited on charges of driving under the influence, failing to surrender proof of security, driving an unregistered vehicle, and failure to drive in a travel lane. Lynch is scheduled to appear in court December 7th. He played in the NFL for 12 years. His last stop was with the Oakland Raiders before they made their trip to Las Vegas.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Watch for temporary street closures or delays as Vice President Harris is in Las Vegas today at various locations. Also, moderate flows on the 15 southbound at Flamingo. And you'll touch the brakes as you enter the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. That's U.S. 95 eastbound at Decatur.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day, August the 10th. A big, big day here down along the Strip. And not just because Kamala Harris is in town and there are cops crawling all over Las Vegas Boulevard and by the Mandalay Bay. And this is a rare event. Doesn't happen often, but when it does, the cops just swarm the place. But it's not just because of that, because Brandon and his beautiful bride and the mother of a newborn came down to the radio station and said hi, got a picture taken, which I always like. It was very, very cool. So it's not just Kamala Harris that came to the Strip. Brandon, let's go Brandon, came to the Strip as well. Joining us now, I'm very happy to have him on because he has a unique perspective on what's going on out there. He's Keith Skipper, the Republican National Committee National Director of Regional Communications, and he joins us. Keith, how you been?
Doing great, Kevin. Thanks for having me back.
We've got Kamala Harris in town, and let me just ask you, is this another sense of desperation for the Steve Sisolak campaign to have to bring in the heavy hitters?
I mean, yes, I think it's a combination of, Sisolak has seen and felt the mood of the voters, and, you know, as has Catherine Cortez Masto, and they're doing everything they can to try to motivate a very deflated Democrat base. And then, of course, you know, it wouldn't be a weekend unless Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were on vacation. So naturally, after she leaves Las Vegas, Kamala will be going back to her home state of California to enjoy a long weekend after, the hard work she did last week to raise our taxes in a recession.
Let me just ask you, the Biden administration is portraying the last few days as a one big victory lap. The CHIPS bill that was just signed into law, they're going to be voting on the Inflation Reduction Act, and it's not going to do any of that. But they're going to be passing that probably as early as Friday in the House of Representatives, send it on to the president. We'll have another bill signing ceremony in the Rose Garden or someplace like that. Tell me, first of all, tell me what they have done just in the last few days? And does this move the needle at all?
I mean, no, it doesn't move the needle at all. In fact, if I think it's a good thing that Kamala is getting out of Washington, D.C., where, you know, this town is swarming with folks that are eager to give the president and the vice president attaboys and slaps on the back. And she's going out to the real world to see just what people are dealing with. And in particular, she's going out to a great place to really understand that, as Nevada has an inflation rate of almost 15%. And when they, you know, they just passed this, well, the Senate just passed this bill that they call the Inflation Reduction Act. We call it the Biden Inflation Scam Act because it doesn't do anything to actually address inflation. In fact, inflation will probably likely go up a little bit in the next couple of years because of it, and it becomes a wash. And in that bill includes taxes on making energy more expensive, including gas prices. It also includes just basic taxes on the middle class. And I think one of the things we are seeing that folks are most outrageous about, it hires 87,000 new IRS agents to comb through all our taxes to make sure that we are giving Uncle Sam every penny that they want. And just to put that in perspective, the 87,000 new IRS agents, you could fill Allegiant Stadium completely full, every seat taken. You could then take whatever you have left and fill every single seat in T-Mobile Arena, and you would still have a couple thousand left to work the concession stand. That's how many people they have hired to look through our taxes at the IRS and harass us. And of course, you know, as we learned through the Obama era, the IRS certainly has no qualms with singling out and harassing Republicans in particular.
What are the experts, the Wharton School of Business and other folks, what are they saying about this Inflation Reduction Act that doesn't do any of that? But what are the experts saying?
Yeah, I mean, over 230 economists wrote to Congress saying that this bill would actually increase inflation, including the Penn-Wharton budget model, the Tax Foundation, the Congressional Budget Office. They all found that the bill wouldn't lower inflation and likely would worsen it. And even worse, while you know we face the possibility of inflation going up, you know, the Joint Committee on Taxation found that the bill would actually raise the tax burden on Americans making as little as $20,000 per year. So no matter how you cut it, we're talking about less money in your paycheck while also increasing costs when you buy groceries and gas and, you know, basic needs for your life. And it's going to, you know, we've already seen that we are in a recession. This is going to decrease economic growth even more. It's going to keep our border wide open. You know, they didn't, you know, they had the all sorts of amendments to, you know, pay. Maybe we shouldn't hire an Allegiant Stadium and T-Mobile Arena full of IRS agents. Maybe that should be Border Patrol agents. Democrats, including Catherine Cortez Masto, said no. And so, you know, Nevadans and families across this country are already struggling to make ends meet. You know we're in trouble when Democrats get excited that inflation didn't just skyrocket again today instead of just kind of remain where it was at, meaning that we still are at a 40-plus year high. They're taking that as a victory because they can't tout anything else. And the fact that we're not just going to get pinched even more this, you know, we didn't get pinched even more last month is an excitement. And how do they reward us? By passing a bill that likely will increase inflation going forward. So you can't find a more out of touch group of individuals than you can in the Democrat Party, particularly the ones that serve this country in Washington, D.C.
Again, Keith Skipper joining us, the National Director of Regional Communications for the Republican National Committee. Everybody and their brothers talking about what happened on Monday in Mar-a-Lago. Can you give me your perspective? And again, from a party standpoint, but even personally, this to me is an egregious error on the part of the DOJ. What did you make of what happened Monday?
I mean, this unprecedented raid, it was truly terrifying. And the fact that DOJ is not being transparent as to why they entered the former president's home and why they, you know, took things and what they were, you know, that what they were supposedly looking for, they're not commenting on. anything. And the White House isn't saying anything. You know, they're just, you know, trying to get by with the, oh, we didn't know it was happening until we saw it on Twitter. It's like, give me a break. We've seen this. I mean, we've seen the political weaponization of the bureaucracy for a long time now, especially when it comes to the president, former president, you know, whether it was the Steele dossier or the Mueller report or the, you know, partisan witch hunt impeachment against the president over Ukraine. And now we're seeing, you know, New York Democrat attorney general doing everything they can to look into the president, former president there. Like, we know what's going on. Again, I'll go back and reiterate, we've seen this go on for a lot longer than even, you know, Donald Trump's time in politics, when we saw the IRS and Lois Lerner and all that, you know, looking into Republican organizations and weaponizing this bureaucracy. You know, they don't find any time to look into Hunter Biden or Hillary Clinton or the far left that are attacking churches or, you know, in pro-life organizations. And, you know, the mainstream media glosses over the attempted assassination attempt on Justice Kavanaugh. Instead, the bureaucracy, the mainstream media, they're fully focused on weaponizing this government against Republicans, and that should terrify everybody.
And now we've got Scott Perry, the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. He just had his cell phone confiscated by the FBI. What do you make of this? And are we going to see more of this, you think?
I mean, look, it certainly feels that way. You know, I certainly don't want to be the one to put any, you know, jinx anything, but it certainly feels that this administration, this Department of Justice isn't done. And again, if they were just being transparent, perhaps they could quell some fears, but they're not being transparent. They won't tell us of anything. They will not tell the American public why they're taking the cell phone of a congressman, a sitting U.S. congressman, why they're entering the home of a former president. And, you know, let's be clear, if President Trump had done this to Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi would be talking about impeachment within days. We need to have some transparency here. The DOJ needs to come clean. What are they doing? What are they going on? If they want folks to, you know, trust them, because right now there is no trust that has been earned in this with this administration. And so if they want to come clean about what's going on, we're happy to listen. But the longer they stay silent, the longer they stay in their ivory towers and just work in the shadows, I think the more and more distrust is going to build with this DOJ and the federal government and the bureaucracy.
And this is an issue that I think will appeal to that growing body of voters, mainly called independents or unaffiliated voters. The polling that you're seeing on independents, is it favorable to Republicans?
It certainly is. I've seen, you know, I've seen polling in Nevada that has shown independents are growing more and more interested in both Sheriff Lombardo's campaign for governor and Adam Laxalt's campaign for Senate every day. And it's because of the fact that Democrats just seem so out of touch. You know, you have Catherine Cortez Masto and Susie Lee, who are campaigning on abortion rights in Nevada, when we all know that the voters are the ones that put the right to, you know, put access to an abortion in state law, and they're the only ones that can take it out of state law. When Democrats keep doing these things that they don't want to talk about the issues that are on people's mind, you know, Catherine Cortez Masto doesn't talk about inflation. You can't find the word on her website. They don't want to talk about those issues. They want to talk about other issues that aren't on the front of people's minds. And the more they do that, the more independents are going to keep looking at Republican alternatives. And it should, you know, if we get enough of them, it'll propel us to some great victories in November.
I know when people look at what happened Monday at Mar-a-Lago, they get angry. They get viscerally upset. And a lot of them, in fact, I've had a number of folks come to me and say, I've never been active in politics, but I got to do it now. This is just too crucial. If folks want to get involved, how do they begin?
Well, you should, first thing you should do is go to the NevadaGOP.org. You know, the great thing about, especially on the red team, on the Republican side, is that the RNC, the campaigns, the state party, and I'm talking all campaigns, I'm talking from Sheriff Lombardo, Adam Laxalt, on down to your state legislative candidates, we're all working together. We all share volunteers. We all, we are all making sure that we are moving in the same direction. So if you want to get involved, first thing you should do is go to NevadaGOP.org. There's a little button on there. Actually, not even that little. It's real big, right in the middle of the page. Click that button, fill out that contact information. Someone from our team will be in contact. We'll get you involved. We'll get you into training. We'll equip you with the tools you need to either make phone calls or knock on the doors of your neighbors and your family and friends, and make sure that we equip you the best way we can, because we only have about 89 more days, I think, until we are at Election Day. Time's running out, as that your intro song likes to say. We've got to get out there, and we've got to work now. And so if you are just even considering the idea of getting involved, go to NevadaGOP.org, click volunteer, give us your contact info. We'll reach out. We'll get you into the system, and we'll have you helping us elect, Sheriff Lombardo, Adam Laxalt, Andy Matthews, down to your state legislative candidate. We're going to elect Republicans up and down the ballot, but we need your help.
That is the truth, and you're right. At 89 days and counting, this is becoming critical. It's always good to talk to you. Thank you so much for all you're doing. And as I say, we will talk again soon. Thanks so much, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks. I always wanted to come on.
There you go. Keith Skipper. He is the National Director of Regional Communications for the Republican National Committee. Coming up, more reaction. This is getting worse and worse and worse. What is leaking out is not very positive. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timo sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now.
who sent you?
Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Wayne on the Route for one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas.